USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Airports across the United States are jammed Tuesday. Officials warn this year's Thanksgiving travel season will be the third largest for travel in the last 20 years. This after most restrictions due to the pandemic have been lifted. Airline officials are optimistic that travelers will experience fewer delays as a number of flights have decreased in order to avoid overloads and cancellations. Army veteran Richard Fiaro is being credited for helping to stop the gunman who opened fire inside an LGBTQ plus nightclub in Colorado Springs Saturday night. Appearing on Fox News, Fiaro says while he was able to stop the attack, the scars of that night will linger for so many for years to come.
I maybe have done something before that helps me get through it. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to be in the next year. But all this new stuff will be gone in 10 days, in 5 days, in a week. And everybody's going to move on. But these families, this part of America will continue to hurt. And we need to do something about that.
Two people are dead in a television news helicopter crash along an interstate in North Carolina Tuesday. The crash happened along Interstate 77 in South Charlotte. The chopper belonged to television station WBTV. The Biden administration is extending a pause on federal student loan payments after legal challenges halted President Biden's plan to forgive up to $20,000 in student debt for many borrowers. A memorial service is being held Tuesday for one of the victims among the four University of Idaho students brutally murdered. Family members and friends gathered in Mount Vernon, Washington to pay respects for 20-year-old Ethan Chapin. Police haven't recovered the murder weapon and warn the killer is still on the loose. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Ahead of the holiday season, Chief Medical Advisor to the President, Dr. Anthony Fauci, stresses that those who are not vaccinated are at a higher risk of death and hospitalization from COVID-19.
The people who are most at risk are the unvaccinated. I mean, we have 68% of our population is vaccinated. You know, that means that we have 32% of the population that's not.
He says Americans also have the choice to test for illness or use masks indoors. Dr. Fauci stresses a clear body of evidence shows booster shots are safe and effective. Some Republican lawmakers are accusing the Pentagon of pushing a progressive ideology in the military. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says a tip line that they established last year for soldiers has yielded many reports of things like misplaced military priorities.
A lot of these progressives seem to worry more about training social justice warriors than actual warriors trained to kill.
But military top brass and supporters say diversity training promotes respect, a core value that ultimately makes the military branches stronger. Mazda is planning to invest more than $500 million in electric vehicles. It also wants EVs to be up to 40% of total global sales by the start of the next decade. Mazda follows Honda and Toyota in making similar announcements. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.